Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Samaches. We are holding on the top of Daf Samaches Amud Aleph at the second line of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shevna Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Kenny Sharf in memory of his mother's 18th yard site, Chana Bas Yehuda Halevi Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shevna Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first of all, yesterday we started the discussion about a stira between dealing with Chadash before the Karban Omer is brought, and are we concerned that you're going to come to eat it if you're busy with it, versus dealing with chametz after the Zman Isser chametz, and are we concerned that you're going to come to eat it if you're busy with it? So the Gemara is going to have three answers to a stira within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We learned the first answer yesterday, we're going to learn the other two today. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about precisely when does Chadash become mutter in Yerushalayim, when does Chadash become mutter in other places, when does Chadash become mutter b'zman hazeh, after the Korban Abayis. Then the Gemara is going to have machlokas whether it is the Korban Omer or the Heir Mizrach that was actually Matir Chadosh in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Did we need to wait for the Korban Omer, or as soon as morning arrived that the Chadosh became Mutter? And the Gemara is going to have four challenges to the opinion that it was in fact Heir Mizrach that was Matir the Chadosh. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have three different opinions of when you can eat Chadosh nowadays in Chutz La'aret. In Chutz La'aretz, when does Chadash become Mutter? Then the Mishnah on Beis is going to talk about at what point you can bring a Karban Mincha from your new grain. Chadash becoming Mutter on the second day of Pesach, that relates to your own personal eating. When can you bring as a Karban? When can you bring the new grain as a Karban, both L'chadchila and B'diavet? And the Gemara is going to talk about why a Karban from Chadash before the Shtei Alechem is brought is Kasher B'diavet, but before the Karban Omer is brought is Pasul B'diavet. And the Gemara is going to discuss what does grain that was planted does grain that was planted between Pesach and Shavuos become Mutter L'Mizbeach? Does it become Mutter L'Mizbeach the following Pesach because it already went through a Shtei Alechem and a Karban Omer, or does it only become Mutter L'Mizbeach the next year's Shavuos because it has to go through an Omer and a Shtei Alechem in order, not Shtei Alechem and then Omer? So let's begin again. We're on the second line of the page, on Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, Amar Lei Abaye. To remind ourselves, we're dealing with the question, we had raised the question, that how could it be that Rabbi Yehuda is not gozer, that you're going to come to eat from the Chadash if you're busy preparing it and getting it ready for the Shuka Yerushalayim before the Karban Omer is brought. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that is very concerned that you shouldn't be doing B'dikas Chametz after the Zman Isser Chametz because you might come to eat it. So why is he worried there and not here? So answer number one was Rabba had said that Shaini Chadash, the Mitoch Shlo Itartalo Elia Dekit of Zacharu, that since you're dealing with Chadash in a way that is unusual, you'll remember that it's Aser. So we're not concerned that you're going to come to eat it. Whereas when you're dealing with Chametz, you're dealing with it in a very normal manner, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is more concerned that you'll come to eat it. So says Gemara, all of your dealings with Chadash are in an unusual manner. Amalei Abaye Tenach Ktsira. Now, I understand very well that the way you harvest the Chadash is by grabbing it with your hand as opposed to a typical type of Ktsira. But Tchina, Harkada, Ma'ika Lememar, but what about grinding the grain? What about sifting the grain? Where's the Shinoi in that? That's fairly normal. And if that's normal, shouldn't we be concerned you're going to come to eat it? So it says, well, Kasha, that's not so hard. Tchina Berechaya Diyada. Tchina could be done with a hand mill, which is unusual. And Harkada, Al-Gabe. And you could do Arkada on the back of the sieve rather than on the front of the sieve, which is also a shinui, but will be effective. And therefore, you do a shinui at every single stage of the Chadash, so we're not going to be concerned. You're going to come to eat it. So it says Gemara, Beis Hashlachin, Desharya Ketzira, a field that you need to constantly water, where we allow harvesting before the Korban Omer. The Tnan Kotzrin Beis Hashlachin Shabbat Amakim. The Mishnah tells us that even before the Ktsiras HaOmer, you're allowed to harvest the Beis HaShlachin where the grain is not so good and the Omer can't be brought from such a field. So the Torah does only assers harvesting grain from a field where theoretically the Omer could have been brought from. So that's why you're allowed to harvest the Beis HaShlachin even in the normal way. Avalo Gochim, but you're not allowed to pile the grain that you had harvested. So Ma'ikel Ameimar, what are you going to say over there? How come they weren't gozer on the Ktsira and they allowed you doing it without a Shinoi? Ah, you might come to eat it, meaning it is Chadash. It's just that they never made it usher to do harvesting in the normal way on such a field. So we're back to our question. Again, the question was, why is it the Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that you might come to eat Chametz that you're dealing with after the Zman Isser Chametz? So he doesn't want you doing Bedika, even if you hadn't done it yet, after the Zman Isser Chametz, but he's not concerned with dealing with Chadash. So Rabbi had answered, oh, it's because whenever you're dealing with Chadash, you're doing it with a Shinoi. So the Gemara says, not true. When you're harvesting a Beis HaShlachin, you're not doing it with a Shinoi. So apparently that answer doesn't work. Elo Amar Abai, so Abai gives a second answer. Chadash Badal Minei, Chametz Lo Badal Minei. You're used to not eating Chadash. You hadn't eaten Chadash yet this whole year. So therefore, we're not concerned that you're going to come to accidentally forget and eat Chadash. You're not used to not eating Chametz. The whole year you do eat Chametz. So on the first day of the Yisr Chametz, you're going to be doing a Bedikas Chametz. You might accidentally eat the Chametz. Amar Rava, Rabbi Kasha, Rava says, I question the whole reason why we're only questioning one side of this equation. We had a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, in our Mishnah about whether you could deal with Chadash, before the Korban Omer was brought. We had a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, Legabe Chametz, whether you could deal with Chametz, whether you could do Bedikas Chametz after this Zman Isser Chametz. Why are we only asking the Stira within Rabbi Yehuda? How are you going to be Miyashiv the Stira within the Rabbanan, where the Rabbanan say that being involved with the Chadash before the Korban Omer was Shalom Beretzon Chachamim? The Chacham thought you're not allowed to do it, that there are gozer that you might come to eat from it. And yet when it comes to searching for Chametz on after the Zman Yisrael Chametz, the Chacham are not concerned that you're going to come to eat from it. So says Mara Elam Rav, Derbida Lo Kasha Kedushaninan. The answer to the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda is what we said before, that the Chametz you're used to eating the whole year, and Chadash you're not used to eating the whole year. Drabana lo kasha, who atzma mechazo lov l'sorfo, mechalachal minei. The Rabbanan is not a stira, because the Rabbanan are worried that you're going to come to eat from Chadash, because when you're dealing with the Chadash, you're preparing it to be eaten. You are doing things to prepare it for the market and to get it ready to go as soon as we bring the Korban Omer. The dealing that you're doing with the Chametz is bedikas Chametz, it's bedika biur. You're searching the Chametz to destroy it. So when you're dafka going after something to try to destroy it, I'm much less concerned that you're going to come to eat it. Your whole purpose in engaging with it is to destroy it. But then a third answer to the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, Ravashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Lokasha, Kemach Kali Tanan, that the Mishnah says that they would sell Kemach Kali, roasted grain, right after the Omer was brought, and that's not really something that's edible as is. And since it's not edible as is, I'm not concerned that people are going to come to eat it. Vahad Ravashi Barusihi. But says the Gemara, Ravashi's answer is not a good answer, because Tenach Mikali Ve'elach, that only works that I'm not concerned you're going to eat it once you've already toasted it. But Ad Kali Ma'ik L'Meimar, to get to that point of toasting it, you're going to be dealing with it quite a bit. How come I'm not worried you're going to eat it at that point? V'chitei machanami al yidei kituf ukidurabah. Maybe you're going to say that, oh, up until that point, you'll do everything with a shinoi, like Rabbah had said. So, Beis HaShlachin, Desharya Katsira, Michael Lemaymer. Yeah, but that won't answer the Beis HaShlachin problem. That our problem with Rabbah's answer was that a Beis HaShlachin, you harvest in the normal way. You're not doing anything unusual. El had Ravashi Barusihi. So Ravashi's answer is not the correct answer. Is not accepted la halacha. It seems that the only answer that really stands la halacha in the stira between Rabbi Yehuda is chadash badal minei, chametz lo badal minei. That I'm not concerned you're going to eat chadash because you never eat chadash. You haven't eaten chadash the whole year yet. But chametz, we are concerned. Rabbi Yehuda at least is concerned because you're used to eating chametz. Okay. So now the new Mishnah discusses at what point does chadash become mutter to eat. So mishkarav haomer hutar chadash miyad. As soon as the korban omer is brought, Chadash becomes mutter right away. It could be that miyad means that from the time of the Hakravas HaOmer, Chadash is mutter even before you brought the keves that comes with the Omer, that the Omer is brought together with a Zevach as well. That's what the Rambam writes in Tzvidim Musafin, the way the Kesef Mishnah understands him at least, that even though generally when you bring a Behema and a Mincha, the Behema comes before the Mincha, but over here the Omer is coming, is Matir the Chadash, and it comes before the Behema, and therefore it's Hutar Miyad, even before the Behema, as soon as you bring the Mincha part of the Korban Omer. Harachokim, those who live far away from Yerushalayim, and they don't know when the Korban Omer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not there, so when do they get to eat Chadash? Mutar Mechatzos Hayom Ve'elad. They can eat Chadash already from Chatzos Hayom. They can rest assured by Chatzos Hayom, probably the Korban Omer has been brought, and therefore they're allowed to eat Chadash. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, and we don't bring a Korban Omer anymore, so when can we eat Chadash? Hiskan Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Shei Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said the entire 16th day of Nisan, the whole second day of Pesach, it's still Aser Eat Chadash. You have to wait until the second day of Pesach is over. Only on the third day of Pesach can you eat the Chadash. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to the Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the one that was Mesakein, that you're not allowed to eat Chadash on the second day of Pesach, the whole second day. V'lo min HaTorah hu Aser. That's not a Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Shneimar Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh. The Pasuk says, V'lechem V'kol V'karmel Lo Sochlu Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh. That sounds like Itzumo Shel Yom of the 16th day of Nisan. It's Aser to eat the Tvua Chadasha. So it's Ad V'yad B'chlal. It includes the second day of Pesach. That's not a Takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So the Gemara is going to deal with that. Minei Ma'ar Uchokim Mutarin Mechatzos Hayom U'la'alan. Why is it though? We said there are three categories of people. There were people that were right by the Beis HaMikdash and they knew when the Korban Omer was brought. There were people that were far from the Beis HaMikdash, but Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim. And then there are people nowadays after the Korban Abayis. So that second category, people who live far from the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, we said by Chatzos Hayom they could already eat. So why? Why are the Ruchokim Mutarim by Chatzos Hayom Ulalan? Because they could rest assured that the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be lazy about bringing the Korban Omer and they're not going to delay, and therefore by Chatzos, it's for sure going to be brought. Sfasemes raises the question, so what that they're not misatzel? That's the only thing that could go wrong? Maybe some takala happened, something else happened, they couldn't bring it until Chatzos. You know, and even though the Mishnah Meseches in Pirkei Avos tells us that one of the miracles of the Beis HaMikdash was me'olam lo nimtza psul be'omer, there was never a psul in the Korban Omer, but that was a miracle, so you can't rely on a miracle. So how could they rely on a miracle and know that for sure nothing happened, nothing went wrong, there was no delay, there was no anything? So he said, yeah, you're allowed to rely on a rov, that rov times, there's no takala. But he said, how could you rely on a rov to be matir and isr chadash? Chadash is dover sheish lamatirin. Dover sheish lamatirin, you're not allowed to rely on a rov. So in the Sefer Zivchei Tzedek, he says that either in the Beis HaMikdash is a makom ashras hashchina, you're allowed to be somich on a neis, and therefore it's not a rov, it's a me'olam, it never happened that there was a problem, so you're allowed to be somich on a neis in the Beis HaMikdash, which is quite a chiddush, that generally ain't some chanal neis, but the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to be somechan. It's a place that is melumad benisim. And second, he says, according to the when it comes to this type of rov, which comes from teva and svara, that it's not common at all that there's a problem with the korban omer. So it could be somech b'toras vaday, and therefore it's not subject to the restrictions of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So again, so since you could rest assured that they're not going to be lazy, you can know that they brought the Korban Omer by Chatzos, and the Chadash is therefore mutter by Chatzos. You're allowed to eat the Tvua Chadasha by Chatzos. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis writes that since the reason for the Heter of Achilles Chadash after Chatzos is because you know that by then they brought the Korban Omer, so it turns out that it's not really a Chatzos, meaning if you're in New York, you're not allowed to eat, it's not that you're allowed to eat the Korban Omer starting at Chatzos of the second day of Pesach, it would be about 7 hours before Chatzos of the second day. It's whenever Chatzos is in Yerushalayim, right? Meaning you would we'll be back to 7 hour difference, I think, by then. But it's Chatzos in Yerushalayim, right? It's not Chatzos in New York, which makes a lot of sense. The Keren Or raises the question, how could it be that the Korban Omer was brought before Chatzos? He has a very strong question. He says, the Rambam in Tzvidim Musafin writes that they would take the Kemitza of the Korban Omer after the Musaf Hayom. The Korban Musaf is B'Shei Shos Hayom. So the Korban Bar Omer came after the Musaf, and the Musaf was Sheshos Bayom. So you rest assured that it was brought by Chatzos. It's by definition it's after Chatzos. So he says you have to say that they were Mizdaris to bring the Karban Musaf Kodem Sheshos Dafka on the second day of Pesach. They brought the Karban Musaf earlier, which is still difficult because Mipnei Beis Din it shouldn't have said because Yodin Shein Beis Din Misatzlim Bo, not Ein Beis Din. That's Zrizin Bo. That they did unusual zrizos, not just that they weren't lazy. Not being lazy, they would have brought the Omer after Chatzos because they would have brought the Karban Musaf at Chatzos. This was more than a lack of laziness. Okay, so that's the Brisker Rav says no. The Karban Musaf was brought bisheishos means at the beginning of the sixth hour, and that's they delayed. They had zero delay in bringing the Karban Omer. They brought the Karban Musaf at the beginning of the 6 hour. Chatzos is after 6 hours are over. Even within that 1 hour, you could be sure that they brought the Karban Omer. That's the level of zrizus that they had, of Ein Misatzlin that they had. Okay, so now says Gemara, we have a machlokas as far as the heter of eating the new grain when the Beis HaMikdash was around. When can you eat the new grain? Rav Shmuel d'Ami Tarvai, Rav Shmuel both said, Bizman Shbeis HaMikdash Kayim, Omer Matir. It's the Karban Omer, that's Matir, eating the new grain. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Heir Mizruch Matir, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's when the sun rises in the morning of the second day of Pesach, that's when you're allowed to eat the new grain. Right? That's what Rashi writes. Heir Mizruch means Hanei Tzachama. It doesn't mean Alos HaShachar. Svasemis writes that most places we view the beginning of the Yom as Amud HaShachar and not Hanei Tzachama. But Rashi writes that over here the Yisr Chadash is until Hanei Tzachama because it says Etzem Hayom Hazeh. So Etzem Hayom Hazeh means when the sun is actually shining. The Keren Ora says, yeah, if you hold Heir Mizrach Matir, is that based on Heir Mizrach in Yerushalayim or is that based on Heir Mizrach of wherever you are? Meaning the sort of the suffix is, why is Heir Mizrach Matir? Is it because it's now the day that the Karban Omer could have been brought has now arrived? Well, that's Yerushalayim Dikadin, right? That the Karban Omer could be brought in Yerushalayim at Heir Mizrach. Or no, it's not about when the Karban Omer could be brought, it's just a din, min haTorah, that the second day of Pesach is when the Chadash is brought. So Keren Ora is not sure about that. But bottom line is, Rav and Shmuel both hold that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, it's Karban Omer that allows you to eat the new grain. Without the Beis HaMikdash, it's just the morning of the second day of Pesach. My time, how do they know that there are two different zmanim of when you can eat Chadash based on whether we have a Beis HaMikdash or not? Because Shrei Kroy, Ksivi, there's a stira in two Pesukim. Ksiv Ad Aviyachem, it says until you bring the Karban Omer. Uksiv Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, but then there's another Pesach. It says Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, which sounds like the second day of Pesach in the morning. So how could they both be right? Kan bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam. When you have a beis hamikdash, so as soon as the Karban Omer is brought, then you can eat the chadash. But when there's no beis hamikdash, then as soon as the sun rises that morning, you can eat the chadash. You don't need to wait until anything further to happen. So that's Rav and Shmuel. But Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they disagree. Darmi Tarvayu, afilu bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam heir mizrach matir. That even when we had a beis hamikdash and we had a Karban Omer, you're allowed to eat the Tvua Chadasha as soon as the sun rises on the second day of Pesach. Wow, says the Gemara, is that true? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have to wait for the Karban Omer to eat the new grain? So Gemara is going to have four challenges to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Number one, Vaksiv Ad Aviyachem. Pasuk says, V'lechem v'kal v'karmel lo sochel adetam yom hazeh Ad Aviyachem. It says, until you bring the Karban Omer. So how can you tell me that you're allowed to eat it right away as soon as the sun rises? Answers the Gemara, L'mitzvah. Ad Aviyachem is telling me that the mitzvah is to wait until the Karban Omer, but there's no isser, there's no losase of eating chadash prior to the bringing of the Karban Omer, as long as you waited for the sun to rise. Now, the Brisker Rav raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara just answer this kasha by saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, there are two matirim for Tevuah Chadasha, there's Heir Mizrach, and there's Hakravas HaOmer, and that would resolve the stira in the Psukim. I mean, you're asking, how come they say that Heir Mizrach is matir? Aye, there's a pasuk of Ad Aviyachem. So yeah, maybe Enochanami. There's a pasuk of Ad Aviyachem. Echem because the Omer is also Matir. The Tvoch Hadashi. Either one will be Matir. There are two Matirim. Why do I need two Matirim? Because there are some places that at the time of the Akrav of the Omer in Yerushalayim, it's not yet Heir Mizrach. Meaning, if they're bringing the Korban Omer in Yerushalayim in the sixth hour of the day here in New York, it's not yet Heir Mizrach. It's not yet sunrise. We're 7 hours behind them. So I can rely on the Korban Omer. And I don't, even though I don't yet have Heir Mizrach. He's clearly assuming that Heir Mizrach means Heir Mizrach where you are, not Heir Mizrach in Yerushalayim. So I'd be allowed to eat it then. And there are places where Heir Mizrach happens before the Korban Omer. And that would, and those places, you'd be mutter with Heir Mizrach. So, or another nafkamina would be any grain that takes root in the karka in that short window of time between sunrise and akrav of the Korban. So it didn't have the matir of sunrise, but it does have the matir of the Korban Omer. So why not say that? So the Briskrav says that it must be that they knew that there aren't two matirim for the Korban Omer. It's one or the other. So that's why the Gemara challenged that what do you do with the pasuk of Adav Yechem? And the Gemara's answer is lemitzvah. That's only for the ideal, for the mitzvah, but the iser goes away already at Heir Mizrach. So the Gemara says challenge number two, Misha Karav HaOmer, Hutar Chadosh Miyad. Our Mishnah says that as soon as they brought the Korban Omer, now you're allowed to eat the Chadosh. Not sunrise, when they brought the Korban Omer. So again, the mitzvah. That's just saying that if you eat it prior to that, you're over Belav. You're not over Belav. It's just that there's a mitzvah to wait for the Korban Omer. Third challenge that the Mishnah is going to say in Amin Beis, HaOmer HaYimati B'Medina Ushtei Alechem B'Migdash. That the Korban Omer is what's matir, eating new grain outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shtei Alechem is what's matir, bringing new grain as a Korban. So don't you see that it's the Korban Omer that's matir, the new grain? Once again, lemitzvah. That's just telling me lemitzvah that you're supposed to wait, but the Isser goes away already at Heir Mizrach. Fourth and final challenge, that we have a Mishnah, our Mishnah Mishkar, which is going to be Yochem and Zakai, She Yomanev Kulu Aser, that Rabbi Yochem and Zakai made a takana after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that you're not allowed to eat the new grain the entire second day of Pesach. My time, why is it Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made such a takana? Because Mehera, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and the Omer is going to be brought, and you're not going to be able to eat Chadash until they bring the Korban Omer, V'yomru, and people are going to say in that first year after we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that Ishtakeh, that last year, Milo Achalnu Beheir Mizrach, don't you remember we were able to eat the Tvua Chadasha as soon as the sun rose on the second day of Pesach? So this year we should do the same. But v'lo yadi, they're not going to realize this tukin do'ava omer Heir Mizrach Matir. The only reason they were allowed to eat it as early as sunrise last year was because there was no Korban Omer. But v'hashta di'ik omer, but this year when we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have a Korban Omer. Omer Matir. The Omer is what allows you to eat the Chadash. So in order to avoid such a takala, that in that first year when we have a Beis HaMikdash, that everyone's going to make the mistake and they're going to jump the gun and they're going to eat the Tuva Chadasha too early, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that you're not supposed to eat the Chadash the entire second day of Pesach, and that way it's not going to lead to any sort of takala when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. But the Gemara v'isal kedai tich lemitzvah. But if you're going to say, like Rabbi Yochanan Shlach said, that even if you eat the new grain after sunrise, you're not in violation of a lav. It's just that there's a mitzvah to wait for the Korban Omer. So mishum mitzvah lekum v'ligzar, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is going to make a takana that every single year of the Gullus, we have to go the whole second day of Pesach without eating the new grain. Because what? Because in the first year after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, people will not do the extra mitzvah of waiting for the Korban. If people are going to violate an Isser, so I understand you want to make a takana like this to prevent an Isser in that first year of the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's not even going to be an Isser, it's only the mitzvah, then why would he make such a gezerah? So it must be that we see from Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that if you eat the Chadash before the Omer, it must be that you do violate a lav. And that's against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was mesakein that you're not allowed to eat Chadash the entire second day of Pesach when there is no Beis HaMikdash around, so that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, at least that first year, we won't come to violate this Isser. So Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai Bishitas, so the Gemara answers, so meaning that's a kasha, right? It's a kasha, Rabbi Yochum and Reish Lakish. You see from Takonos Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai that a taka is an Isser. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai Bishitas, Rabbi Yehuda Amara. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Minat Torah Aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Aser Mida Oraisa to eat the Chadash the entire second day of Pesach when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Meaning when we have a Beis HaMikdash, the Karban Omer is Matir, the new grain. When we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, when does the new grain become Mutter? So we've been assuming throughout this conversation, as soon as the second day of Pesach starts. No, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai was assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, that it becomes Mutter when the third day of Pesach starts, that the whole day is Aser Midoraisa. Shenemar ad etzem yom hazeh ad yitzumu shel yom v'kasaver ad yad b'chlal. Then it says ad etzem yom hazeh, and Rabbi Yehuda holds ad the second day of Pesach means including the second day of Pesach. You have an Isser. So Rabbi Yochum and Shlokish are explaining the sheet of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, who holds that min haTorah it's Aser Tid Chadash, the entire second day of Pesach, when there is no Beis HaMikdash. And so it wasn't a brand new takana that he said. He wasn't misakein that you're not allowed to eat the second day of Pesach. He was just telling you the din d'oraisa. And therefore, you cannot bring a raya from there that according to the Chachamim, that Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim, it was also to eat min haTorah until they brought the Karban Omer. It could be that that was only the mitzvah b'yalma. So it says, does Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai really hold like Rabbi Yehuda that it's a din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to eat the Chadash on the whole second day of Pesach? Look at our Mishnah of a Miflok Palagale. It's a machlokas in our Mishnah between who and who? Between Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda. How can you tell me Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Ditznan, our Mishnah said, Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash Hiskin Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. She Yomanev Kulo Aser, that Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai made a takana midirabanan, that this whole second day of Pesach is also to eat the new grain. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to him, challenging him, Na midirabanan, so now you're telling me that Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda? In the Mishnah, they clearly argue. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda the Katayi. They don't really argue. Rabbi Yehuda thought he was arguing because he misunderstood Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. He was picking a fight that didn't exist. Who saw Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai midrabanan ka'amar? Rabbi Yehuda thought that when Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said this takana, that you're not allowed to eat the Tvuah Chadash or the whole second day of Pesach, he thought Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai was trying to make a din midrabanan, and Rabbi Yehuda therefore jumped up and said, it's not Rabbanan, it's Doraisa. But Velohi, Rabbi Yehuda had misunderstood Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Mida Oraisa ka'amar. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai also meant Mida Oraisa. So Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai's response to Rabbi Yehuda would be, yeah, that's what I said. That's what I meant. It's a Dinda Oraisa. So it says Marva Hiskin Katani. But it says Hiskin Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Yeah, how do you use the lashon of Takana on something that's Da Oraisa? So it says my Hiskin Darash v'hiskin. Hiskin sometimes means that not that you made a takana midrabanan, but that he darshin the pasuk, and therefore through the power of his drasha, he was able to demonstrate that this is the way people should behave, and therefore he was hiskin means that he rectified the behavior of society by telling them, look, this is what the Torah tells us, and through that pasuk, he was able to convince people that that the whole second day of Pesach you're not allowed to eat the Tvuah Chadasha. Okay. Says the Gemara, what about in Chutz La'aretz? When can you eat the new grain? Bizman hazeh, after the Churban in Chutz La'aretz. So three different opinions of Amoraim, exactly when the new grain becomes mutter in Chutz La'aretz in Bizman HaChurban. So Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Achli Chadash, Bu'orta Deshei Tzar Nagi Shivsar. They would eat the Tvuah Chadasha on the night between the 16th and the 17th of Nisan. Meaning, on the Ben HaShemashos of the second day of Pesach going into the third day of Pesach. Kasabri, they held Chadash b'chutz la'aretz d'rabanan. First of all, the whole list of Chadash and Chutz La'aretz, they hold is only d'rabanan. It's Machlokas Tanaim Maseches Kedushin, they hold like the Shita that it's d'rabanan. Ulisveka lo cheshinan, and therefore they don't have to worry about the Sveka d'yoma, meaning when the third day of Pesach started, so is it the third day of Pesach or is it the second day of Pesach? We don't know because it's a Sveka d'yoma in Chutz La'aretz, right? So is the the third day of Pesach, is it really the third day, really the second day? If it's second day, you're not allowed to eat the Chadash. If it's third day, you are allowed to eat the Chadash. But the whole list of Chadash is only Nisr Drabanan. So Misveka Diyoma, Savit Drabanan Lekula, they felt that by the third day they were allowed to eat the Chadash. So that's Hanhaga number one. That on the third day of Pesach, that's when they ate the Chadash. Meaning the night of the third night of Pesach, that's when they ate the Chadash. For Rabbanan de Beravashi, Achli Betzafra Tivshivsar. The Rabbanan de Beravashi had a different Hanhaga. They ate the Chadash on the morning of the third day of Pesach, of the 17th of Nisan, not the night of the 17th of Nisan. Kasavri Chadash b'chutz laretz da'raisa, because they hold the Chadash in chutz laretz is da'raisa, and like the Shita and Tanan that holds that it's da'raisa. So therefore, when you have, if you're mesupak, is today the second day of Pesach or is today the third day of Pesach? Safik da'raisa l'chumra, and therefore the third day of Pesach might really be the second day of Pesach. So they didn't want to eat the night before, because the night before the Chadash had not become mutter. But they don't wait till the third day of Pesach is over, because they hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midrabban kamar, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana not to eat Chadash on the whole second day of Pesach. But v'chitakan liyom anef l'sveka lo takin, he only made a takana for what is definitely the second day of Pesach. Something that might still be the second day of Pesach, but might already be the third day of Pesach, he never made a takana. Meaning they were assuming that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really held that on a daraisa level, as soon as the sun rises on the second day of Pesach, it becomes mutter. Midrabanan, he made a takana not to eat the chadash on the whole second day of Pesach. So in Chutz La'aretz, what we treat as the second day of Pesach, they were going to be, of course we're going to be machmir, but what we treat as the third day of Pesach, al atzad, that it might really be the second day of Pesach, that far we don't have to go. We don't have to add Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's chumrah on top of our own chumrah of the Sveika D'Yoma. So then the Gemara brings a third practice. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Aim. He said, I have a tradition from my mother. Ravina lost his father, Rav Huna, at a very young age. So he learned all of the anhagos of that his father had from his mother. So Ravina said, Amar Li Aim. I learned from my mother that Avuch lo ava achel chadash el borta deshivser naki tamnesar, that your father would wait until the 18th day of Nisan, meaning the summer, because the third day of Pesach might really be the second day of Pesach, so you wouldn't need it on the third day of Pesach, because the second day of Pesach, Meikra Adin, is also the whole day. The summer of Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the second day of Pesach, Minat Torah, you're not allowed to eat it the second day of Pesach, and the third day of Pesach might be the second day of Pesach, so therefore you shouldn't need it, Chayish L'Sveika, he's worried about the Sveika Diyoma, the whole third day of Pesach, on the fourth day of Pesach, or the fourth night of Pesach, that's when he would first eat the Chadash. So those are three different anagos about when to eat Chadash bizman Chorban in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so now says the Mishnah, Ha'omer hayamatir b'medina, shtei alechem b'migdash. The Korban Omer is what allows you to eat the new grain outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The shtei alechem that we bring on Shavuos is what allows bringing Korbanos Mincha from the new grain. Ein mevin menachos bikurim minchas behema, kodem omer, v'im hevi pasul. You're not allowed to bring menachos or bikurim or minchas behema from the new grain before the Korban Omer, and if you did it before the Korban Omer, then it's going to be possible. Kodem she'alechem lo yaviv im hevi kasher. You're not allowed to bring from the new grain for a korban before the she'alechem, before Shavuos, but at least if you did that, it's kasher. So when does new grain become mutter? So if I personally, if any, the hamonah wants to eat new grain wherever they are, so korban omer, you're allowed to eat the new grain. Pesach time, you're allowed to eat the new grain. If I want to bring a korban from the new grain, a little more complicated. If I bring a korban from the new grain after Pesach, before Shavuos, I'm not supposed to do that, but it's kasher. If I bring a Korban Omer from the new grain after Shavuos, great. That's when you're supposed to do it. If I bring Korban Omer from the new grain before Pesach, that's possible. So you have like three time zones, time frames with regard to bringing a Korban Omer a Korban Mincha from the new grain. So the Gemara explains the reason for the difference between bringing a Korban Mincha before the Shtei Alechem versus bringing a Korban Mincha before the Omer. So Yasra Rabbi Tarf from the Kakashale, Rabbi Tafron was bothered. Ma beim kodem la omer, le kodem shtei lechem. Why is it that before the carbon omer, if you bring from the new grain, it's going to be possible? But before the shtei lechem, if you bring from the new grain, it's going to be kosher. The shtei lechem is what's supposed to be matir, the new grain, as a carbon. So shouldn't it be possible until the shtei lechem, and then it should be, and then once you bring the shtei lechem, it should be kosher lechadchila? Why do we have like this three-tiered system? Some of the fun of Yehuda ben Nechemiah. Yehuda ben Nechemiah says, "Lo imamarta, you can't compare the two things to each other. Kodem laomer, the reason it's possible even b'diavad if you bring kodem laomer is shekein lo huter miklal veitzal hediot. The new grain is totally usher, it's totally off limits even for a regular person to eat the new grain before the carbon omer is usher. So it's mamish off limits. Tomer kodem shtei alechem shehuter miklal veitzal hediot. But prior to bringing the shtei alechem, the new grain is not off limits. We're allowed to eat it. So if we're allowed to eat it, at least b'diavad will be kosher as a carbon." So that was the answer as to why the period in between Pesach and Shavuos, it's not acceptable, it's not great to bring a carbon from new grain, but it does work b'diavad. So that answers Rabbi Tafron's question. Shasak Rabbi Tafron was quiet. He didn't respond to that answer. Tzavu panav shel Rabbi ben Nechemiah. Rabbi ben Nechemiah, who gave the answer, was like, "All right, I gave a good answer." Rabbi Tafron has no follow-up. So I'm the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was there, and he sees this exchange, and he says, "Yehuda, you're so proud of yourself that you think you outsmarted Rabbi Tarfon. Tmehani im tarich yamim. I wonder if you can experience arichas yamim." So I'm Rabbi Loi said that also a perek, when this maisa happened, prosa Pesach haya. It was just 2 weeks before Pesach. Come on, that's pretty good. It was just two weeks before Pesach. Kisha lisa la tzeres. When I went up to be on the regel on Shavuos, Sha'alti Achrav Yehuda ben Nechemiah Heichanu. I wanted to go see what's going on with Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemiah. Where is he? V'amrli niftar v'halachlo. And they told me that he had already died, that Rabbi Akiva's curse had come true. Rabbi Akiva said that he took such pride in outsmarting Rabbi Tarfon that he died. So in the Sefer Aruchos Yosher, Chaim Kanievsky says, from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Tarfon wasn't really upset about this. I mean, Rabbi Tarfon was the one that was outsmarted, right? He was the one whose question was answered. He was probably happy. He got an answer to his question. It was Rabbi Akiva who was makbid on the, that such an onesh for what? He didn't even insult anybody. He didn't even hurt anybody. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes at Adrabah, because he was a Tana and an Adam Gadol, and he was one of the Manhige Adari, probably had thousands of Talmidim, that even a slight midara'a, you have to uproot, because it's going to have an impact, that people are going to have this sense of gaiva. It's going to have meaning, had he not been such a great person, so that little bit of gaiva wouldn't be deserving of such punishment. But because everyone follows all of his hanhagos and they try to emulate his midos, so that's why it was so problematic. Amram Nachum Yitzchak, Ledivrei Yehuda ben Nechemiah, Nisachim Bikurim Sheikrivim Kodem Laomer Ksherin. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemiah, that which is mutzul hediot is at least bidyeved mutzul gavoa. So Nisachim Bikurim, Nisachim from wine that became ripened before the carbon omer, that you brought before the carbon omer on the mizbeach, is going to be kosher, because there's no isra of chadash on wine. So if it's mutal hadyot, so mele you're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. So it says mar pshita, yeah, obviously that's the case. No, now, I might have thought that it's only by mincha chadasha before the shtei alechem that were matir b'diavad, because it was originally usher even for a hadyot and then became mutter with the carbon omer. So at the time that it becomes mutter ledyot, it also becomes mutter b'diavad the gavoa. Avalachat l'huter michlal lo. But when it comes to yayin, which never became mutter for a hediot because it was never aser for a hediot, maybe there was no moment for it to become mutter b'diavad for the mizbeach. So kamash malon kol shkein hacha d'loitzer klal. So kamash malon that, yeah, because it was never aser, that's why it's in better shape. That because it was never aser for a hediot, that's why, of course, it's going to be mutter b'diavad legavoa. So now the Gemara brings the following shaila. Boy Rami Bar Chama, shtei alecha magu sheyatiru shelo k'sidron. That we know that in order to bring the new grain on the mizbeach, you need to have the shtei alechem, which means that you need to have had a carbon omer happen and a shtei alechem happen, and now you can bring the new grain. But can the shtei alechem be matir when it doesn't come after the carbon omer, when it comes before the carbon omer? Says Mar Hechidami. When in your life did Shavuos ever happen before Pesach? So it says, not your life, but, well, maybe in your life if you were born between Pesach and Shavuos, but in the life of grain. Kugon Zarinu Ben Omer L'Shtei Alechem. Let's say you planted grain between the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. V'cholof alayu Shtei Alechem v'Omer. And in the life of that grain, it first had a Shtei Alechem, first had a Shavuos, and then the following year had a Pesach. So my Kisidron Sharyon Shalok Sidron Lo Sharyon Odom Shalok Sidron Nami Sharyon. So do we say that the Omer and Shtei Alechem are matir the new grain to be brought on the Mizbech only in that order, and therefore you need to wait till next year Shavuos? Or do we say that as long as it went through both a Shtei Alechem and an Omer in whatever order it went through, that's perfectly fine? So Amarabba Tashma will bring a raya from a discussion about why it is, or how we know that you bring the carbon of Omer from Sa'orim, from barley. Because the Pasuk says, V'im takrav milchas bikurim b'milchas ha'omer, kos medaber, it's on the milchas ha'omer, meichon ba'a mina sa'orin, that what grain do you bring? You bring from Sa'orim. Atomer Sa'omer ha'inu'ela mina chitin. Are you sure that it's Sa'orim? Maybe it's supposed to be brought from chitin. So the Gemara is going to have, the Brice is going to have three different limudim of how I know that it's brought from Sa'orim. One of those limudim is going to shed light on whether Shalok Sidron works or doesn't work. We're not going to have time to get through it today, though. So, okay, everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.